What happens when volcanoes erupt? Volcanic eruptions begin in the deeper parts of the mantle. Magma is stored in a huge underground space, or magma chamber, far below Earth's surface. The magma is under great pressure from the harder rocks around it. Under pressure, like toothpaste in a tube, it flows into cracks in the surrounding rock. Eventually, the magma bursts through the surface with tremendous energy. Then it is called lava. Volcanic eruptions are not all alike. The difference is due to chemicals in the magma. Magma that is thick and gooey is more likely to cause a violent eruption. In addition, water trapped in the magma turns into steam and explodes. Diagram labels. Lava flow. Vent. Rock fragments. Rising magma. Magma chamber. Feature box. Volcanic rocks. Rocks that form when magma or lava cools are called igneous rocks. There are several different kinds. The most common rock formed when lava cools on the surface is a dark rock called basalt. If there is a lot of air in the lava, it forms a very lightweight rock called pumice. Lava may cool quickly into sharp-edged volcanic glass or obsidian. Before a volcano erupts violently, there are usually some warning signs. At first, there is a faint rumbling from the nearby mountain. The air starts to smell of sulfur, like rotten eggs. Suddenly, clouds of smoke and ash billow out of the top of the mountain. Rocks explode into the air like fireworks. Streams of scorching hot lava gush from the mountainside. A violent eruption can also give off hot and usually poisonous gases. But not all volcanic eruptions are that violent. Sometimes magma is runny, like syrup. Instead of exploding, it flows out of cracks and vents and spreads over the surrounding landscape.